friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The economy, one of the top issues for voters in this election. More data today showing further cooling of inflation.
Consumer prices rose just 2.1% in September from a year ago, just slightly above the 2% target that the Federal Reserve had set to try to get the economy back on track after pandemic price hikes. The Commerce Department also reporting consumer spending jumped 0.5% from August to September. That helped the overall economy grow during the third quarter.
ABC Sherry Preston. Candidates are heading to battleground states in the Southwest today. Former President Trump campaigns in New Mexico and Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Nevada after a stop in Arizona. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile today. It was the country's longest test mission yet and could be a sign it's building its arsenal in exchange for sending troops to train in Russia. And at least 158 are dead in eastern Spain following historic flooding. This is ABC News. Some of the undocumented immigrants taken from the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and sent to New York are going back to Texas.
As thousands of people came into the country last year seeking asylum, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott started loading them onto buses and planes.
I removed them to locations that self-identified as sanctuary cities,
including New York, whose deputy mayor Ann Williams Isom said,
"We have reached a point where the system is buckling."
ABC-owned KTRK-TV reports that New York has now paid to send 4,500 migrants back to Texas at the migrants' request. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A 200-year-old waltz believed to be composed by Frédéric Chopin was just discovered in the vault of New York's Morgan Library and Museum. The score, found by a curator bearing the Polish composer's handwritten name, museum officials believe the waltz is from between 1830 and 1835. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Rain turns into a wintry mix this afternoon as a few snowflakes start to mix in. This as winds are crashing our temperatures, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill. We can also hear some thunder, and we will clear out and crash cold overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin started last Tuesday, October 22nd, and Sunday is the last day municipal clerks can offer in-person absentee voting in the clerk's office or satellite locations. Today by 5 p.m. is the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail or online. Absentee ballots must arrive by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted. A man wanted for a Dane County campground shooting is in custody. Dane County deputies say 33-year-old Micah Riggins was arrested yesterday and booked into jail. Riggins is suspected of repeatedly shooting a man at Madison Campground in DeForest October 20th and fleeing the scene. The victim in the case survived the attack. While the crowd inside the arena waited for him to take the stage in Ashwaubenon on Wednesday, former President Donald Trump took reporters' questions outside from the cab of a garbage truck.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
The White House backed off on a comment by Biden in which he referred to Trump supporters as garbage, and Vice President Harris also distanced herself from the comment. This all followed a comedian referring to Puerto Rico as an island of garbage during his Madison Square Garden rally last weekend. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. A St. Paul man is looking at 50 years in prison for dumping bodies in Dunn County after a murder back in 2021. A jury yesterday convicted Darren Osborne of being a party to a crime. Osborne dropped off an SUV filled with bodies in rural Wheeler. His son, Antone Suggs, killed the four after a fight in Minnesota. Osborne then helped him hide the bodies. Suggs is serving 101 years in prison for the killings. Osborne will be sentenced in December. The Tarrant Park Pool Project in Durand is about 50% complete. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says residents may not see a lot of changes on the site, but many things are happening inside the new building.
Some of the other things that have come in are different things like pumps and stuff that are all inside. So that it, when you look at the site, it's not going to look like a lot of things are happening. But basic pool itself is already poured. Now the deck and everything that goes around it will be this spring. And of course, then you really start to see it take the shape with the fencing and the other stuff that we're putting in. And that'll be done in the spring.
The city is currently looking for a pool director. Contact Durand City Hall for more information. Eau Claire's parking study says there's more demand for evening parking downtown. Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg said Eau Claire's parking plan is geared towards daytime parking. He says the study shows that people want to come downtown to eat or enjoy the nightlife, and the parking options aren't always there. Solberg says Eau Claire may extend the two-hour limit on downtown parking or may switch to paid parking on downtown streets. The city has been pushing to do that for a while, but's run into opposition from downtown business owners. Prosecutors in the Adam Fravel murder trial could rest their case today. The prosecution plans to call one more witness before allowing Fravel's lawyers to present their defense. Friends of Madeline Kingsbury testified about Fravel's behavior yesterday, talking about incidents of possible abuse and violence. Fravel was arrested and charged with murder following Kingsbury's death last year. Closing arguments in the case are expected Monday. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand for more information.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Trick-or-treaters in western Wisconsin will need coats tonight, but it looks like we won't see any snow. There are winter weather advisories in effect for parts of far northwestern Wisconsin. For snow for some of those folks, but forecasters say the precipitation should be done by trick-or-treat hours, but it will be cold. The Weather Service says temperatures will be in the 30s combined with wind. That could mean wind chills in the 20s later tonight. Some trick-or-treat hours locally are 5 to 7 in Durand and Mondovi, and from 4 to 7 p.m. in the village of Elmwood. A two-year project to replace city streets and sewer and water lines in downtown Wabasha is now complete. Last week, the city of Wabasha reported that all the streets in the downtown that were under construction are now back open to traffic and to parking. Last week, the construction company picked up the last of their traffic signs and traffic barrels and barricades. An Eau Claire man charged with distributing fentanyl and methamphetamine is headed to prison. Mario Aviles was sentenced to 2 years in prison in federal court in Madison yesterday. Earlier this year, the U.S. Postal Service intercepted a package at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport with a Western Wisconsin address. That package contained 2 pounds of methamphetamine. Authorities say the methamphetamine, along with some fentanyl and cocaine that was seized, all had a street value of $250,000. Voters in Wisconsin are running out of chances for early in-person voting. That early in-person voting ends for Wisconsin tomorrow. Election managers say nearly a million voters have already cast a ballot here in Wisconsin, either through the mail or in person. Now, if you don't vote today or tomorrow, you will have to wait until Election Day, that's next Tuesday, to cast your ballot. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Researchers at the University of Minnesota say fear can help people feel good about their relationships and help form new friendships. The researchers recently teamed up with Mall of America to learn why people pay to enter scary attractions like Onion Head's Revenge. More than 300 people took part in the research, with 77% saying they felt a high level of relief once the experience was over. 73% said going through the attraction with a partner strengthened their relationship. Participants also said the act of going through something scary increased their connection to others doing the same activity. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin.
Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Rain turns into a wintry mix this afternoon as a few snowflakes start to mix in. This as winds are crashing our temperatures, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill. We can also hear some thunder, and we will clear out and crash cold overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The LA Dodgers are World Series champs for the second time in the last 5 seasons. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They captured their 8th title in franchise history after rallying for a 7-6 win over the Yankees to wrap up the series in 5 games. Freddie Freeman had 4 homers and a dozen RBI in the series to capture MVP honors. Packers quarterback Jordan Love told reporters on Wednesday that it's realistic for him to be able to suit up against the Lions on Sunday. He suffered a groin strain during the Packers' Week 8 victory over Jacksonville and didn't practice yesterday. yesterday.
Obviously, not practicing during the week is not the ideal format for trying to play a game. But like I said, things happen. So if that's a scenario, you know, I know I'll be fine. But definitely it's not the ideal scenario for going into a big week.
Of course, if Love doesn't play, then Malik Willis will make his third start and be facing a Lions defense led by safeties Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, who've combined for 9 interceptions so far this season. Week 9 of the NFL season kicking off tonight. The Jets play host to the Houston Texans. Badger men's basketball team found themselves leading by just 2 points in the second half before pulling away for a 78-62 exhibition victory over River Falls. Badger head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
Newcomer John Tanjay had 15 points. Stephen Crowell added 14 for the Badgers, who opened the regular season on Monday night at home against Holy Cross. Bucks coach Doc Rivers said Chris Middleton is making progress, but still will not play tonight when the Bucks take on the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis. The Bucks off to a 1-3 start this season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Wallace will get a new crew chief in 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
2311 Racing has announced that Bubba Wallace will be getting a new crew chief for the 2025 season in Charles Denneke, who will be replacing Booty Barker. Denneke will join 2311 after a possible championship run with his current team, McAnally Hilgeman Racing, in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series with Christian Eckes. Eckes is currently the series point leader and third in the playoff standings heading into tomorrow's penultimate race at the Martinsville Speedway. Wallace and Barker have been together the last 4 Cup Series seasons, winning twice. Barker will remain with 2311 following the next 2 races as a leader in the competition department. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
As you bring firewood inside this winter, there may be hitchhikers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Most insects living in the wood are only a nuisance, but there are ways to keep them out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture. But that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Winter winds start blowing, we bring firewood inside to burn and help keep us warm. Unfortunately, there may be insects in the wood that are more than happy to share our cozy space. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says there are two ways that bugs are attracted to firewood. Some of them just hide out between the cracks, but others are living in it full time, such as wood boring beetles.
They'll come out as adults, and people usually become startled. They're afraid that these borers or these beetles will then infest their furniture around their house. And I'm happy to say that that won't happen. You don't have to worry about that. The other ones are going to be things like spiders, smaller beetles, wood roaches, the roly-polies, the pill bugs. And as you bring it in, you warm them up in your house, and then they start to crawl around, and it freaks a lot of people out.
Don't panic. Just grab the vacuum cleaner and suck them up. It is possible to prevent bugs from hanging out in your firewood, at least most of them.
You should try and stack it up and maybe cover it up with a tarp or maybe have a little container that you put the wood into. Keeping it dry definitely makes it less attractive to the things like the roly-polies and the spiders and stuff like that. It won't do much to deter the beetles that may already be in the wood, babies that are developing and turning into adults, but it definitely will help cut down on the others.
Try not to stack the wood pile directly on the ground. Only bring in wood as needed and use the oldest wood first. Larson does not recommend treating firewood with insecticide. It's useless because the bugs are sheltered within the wood. And if you burn the treated logs, harmful vapors are released into the house. Find more tips for keeping bugs out of the wood pile at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Apply stop, opt out. The FDA has not approved or substantiated these claims.
Mark, you're late again.
Sorry, I just don't have the energy I did a few years ago.
Could it be low testosterone?
Low T?
It happens, especially after 40. I was feeling the same way, so I started taking clomiphene from Zelthy. It helps boost testosterone and made a huge difference for me.
I thought testosterone replacement therapies had risks.
This isn't testosterone replacement therapy. There's no injections. It's a simple daily pill that boosts your body's natural production of testosterone.
This helps you?
And clomiphene can double your testosterone levels. I'm building lean muscle and cutting down weight. I'm also sleeping better, plus other benefits in the bedroom. It's easy to try. Plus, send them a text right now and get 40% off.
Text STEPS to 200-300 to find out if you qualify for clomiphene from Zelthy. It can double your testosterone levels, so don't wait. Text STEPS to 200-300 right now and get 40% off. It's 100% online and ships directly to your door. Text STEPS to 200-300. That's STEPS to 200-300.
43 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. November down 8 to 2019. December down 20 to 1947. January down 10 to 1956. February down 12 at 1957. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 6.5 to 186. 40-pound blocks down 5 to 184. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 0.25 to 270 and 3/4. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137 and 3/4. 5 trades. Dry whey steady at 16.5. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mixed. Feeder cattle markets also moving mostly mixed. The trades really kind of trading sideways with Wednesday's close. Now, no new cash cattle sales were noted. It's likely the bulk of this week's trade is done. Now, southern live cattle were steady with last week's averages. Northern dress cattle were steady to $3 lower than last week's weighted average. Now, it looks like even though demand's continuing to remain strong, the trade at least is kind of just taking a bit of a pause. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower. Don't blame the export report, as it shared that 44,000 metric tons were sold. Weakness is to be a mere pause in the road for traders. They want to see what market fundamentals will do before advancing contracts any higher. October live cattle up 85 cents to 189.25. December up 7 cents to 186.50. February down 37 cents to 186.67. October feeder cattle up a dollar to 251.95. November down 35 cents to 245.15. January down $1.25 to 240.72. December hogs down 22 cents to 84.15. February down 50 cents to 85.20. April down 2 cents to 88.02. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat this morning as the spread trade somewhat continues. Rains moving through much of the Corn Belt will allow fall fertilizer to continue to move forward. Meanwhile, soybean futures, they are moving mostly higher today. A lot of this is coming off of some of the product prices that are moving higher, especially soybean oil, and also world oil prices moving higher on the vegetable oil side. Meanwhile, wheat futures moving mostly lower today. There's really little fresh news to move the markets higher. Meanwhile, Russia selling wheat at lower prices. That's also pressuring the wheat market. December corn down 1.25 to 410.25. March down 0.25 to 425.25. May steady at 433.75. New crop 25 down 3/4 to 439.75. November beans up 1.5 to 978. January up 1.25 to 992.5. March up 1.75 to 1007.25. New crop 25 up 1.25 to 1028.5. December soybean meal down 230 to 299.30. December soybean oil up $1.25 to 45.06. Chicago wheat, December down 8 to 565.25. March down 8.25 to 585.25. Minneapolis wheat, December down 10 to 599. March down 8.75 to 624. Meanwhile, in the energy markets, they're higher today. December crude oil up 44 cents to 69.05. January up 43 cents to 68.61. November gas up a cent now to 2 even. December also up a cent to 196. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. the late soybean planting in South America will cause concerns for corn. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Soybean planting is off to a slow start in parts of South America. That could impact multiple crops. Dr. Michael Cardinier, the president of the Soybean and Corn Advisor, says the central part of Brazil is low on moisture right now.
It was an extended dry season, and they're finally now getting some rain in Brazil, but it's a number of weeks later than normal. No, Brazil right now, soybeans are 18% planted. Last year was 30%, and that's up 10 points for the week. Now, if you look at the big state, Mato Grosso, they're 25% planted on soybeans. Last year, they were 60%, so they're way behind last year.
Argentina is also dry, but it's not the soybeans that Cordonier is worried about.
I think the bigger issue is corn, because in Brazil, 75% of the corn is planted as a double crop after soybeans. Now, if the soybean planting is delayed, that then delays the planting of the second crop of corn. And the more that corn gets delayed in planting, the lower the yield prospects for the second crop of corn.
Andy says it's ultimately a matter of the calendar.
See, the ideal planting window for Safrinha corn in Brazil closes about February 20th. Now, if you plant your soybeans too late, you can't plant your corn in time. And the later that corn planting goes, if it goes into March, there's less and less yield potential because the crop will run out of moisture before it matures. And the rainy season starts up again sometime in May.
And that means the real issue in South America is corn.
The farmers in Argentina had already decided they're going to plant less corn and more soybeans. And less corn because last year they had an infestation of corn leafhoppers, which spreads corn stunt disease, and it was really bad. A lot of farmers lost their entire crop due to the insect, and they're just cautious. And they say, listen, I don't want to plant another crop of corn only to lose it to this new insect, so to speak. So they've already decided to cut back on their corn acres and plant more soybeans. You know, I got the corn acres in Argentina down 15%. Other people have it down 20, 25%. So we'll see.
Dr. Michael Cordonier, president of the Soybean and Corn Advisor. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers who are an official LLC or S-corporation have an important deadline for filing paperwork coming up January 1st. Farmers are required to report beneficial information to the Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network. Jeff Paschal with Sundstrom & Company says it's something that farmers will only have to file once.
It's a one-time report unless you have any changes in address or changes in owners. But essentially what you're doing is just telling the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network who owns the business and what the official business name is, and then you essentially have to give a copy of the ID for each owner to this. So it's just a database they're collecting. It's all information they really, the government would have in different places. They're just putting it all in one central database, and the whole idea, we've been told, is to fight financial crimes, most importantly, money laundering. So that's the idea behind it.
Contact your local tax preparer as soon as possible to get your questions about the requirement answered and that paperwork filed by January 1st. In early October, the Pure Prairie Poultry Company and its financial woes led to producers not having feed for the birds and lacking payments they were supposed to receive. That left farmers in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota in the lurch. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship stepped in and used its authority to get a court order to take control of the birds and feed them and try to remedy the situation. The Iowa Ag Department wanted to try and market the birds to help the producers. However, creditors and lien holders only operate on dollar signs and not in the practicality of the agriculture industry, so they created a roadblock. And it came apparent that euthanization was the only available course of action, according to Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag.
So we tried to find a way to market those birds, and unfortunately, because of and we actually did have a processor that was willing to do so, but because of lien holders and some legal issues and claims and you know legal uncertainty for that processor, they did unfortunately back away, and which left us with no viable options. And no other state found a viable option either to process. And so we had to take the very unfortunate step, which is the absolute last resort, is that we had to euthanize those birds because there was no way to market them. There's no excess processing capacity. There's no open market for broilers or really to speak of. And so we had to take that step. And that was concluded last week.
Nag stressed veterinarians were on site to oversee the process of euthanization, and guidance was followed to the letter. The birds had suffered enough, he said, and there was no need to make them suffer anymore. Four of the 18 corn-growing states have 65% or less of their corn crop harvested. Successful Farming says those top 18 states. Pennsylvania had the lowest percentage of corn harvested as of October 27th at 50%. That's still, however, ahead of the five-year average. Colorado had harvested 58% of its corn crop as of October 27th. Michigan farmers had harvested 62% of their corn, dramatically outpacing the five-year average of 35%. Now, at this time last year in Michigan, only 28% of the crop was harvested. Meanwhile, Wisconsin farmers had completed 65% of the corn harvest compared to a five-year average of 35%. Wisconsin farmers still had just over a million acres of corn yet to be harvested. To the surprise of many in the industry, the U.S. winter wheat crop is much worse than expected. Shipping News says drought has strengthened since the middle of this year throughout rural America. However, there may be a break coming as rains are slated for the central portion of the country over the next few days. That could mean wheat's health struggles could be short-lived, but it all depends on how much rain those areas receive. The most recent crop rating showed 38% of the winter wheat crop is in good to excellent condition, while pre-report estimates from industry analysts averaged 48%. Now, Kansas, which accounts for a quarter of all U.S. winter wheat, saw its crop rating at 38%, 2 percentage points below the five-year average. Last week, around 58% of U.S. winter wheat areas were experiencing drought. That's the largest number since 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We'll still see some widespread rain and even some snow at times throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. It'll be much cooler and dry weather returns for most of tomorrow, followed by another round of widespread rain to close out the weekend and into next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of rain, even some snow mixing in. We'll have highs 41 to 46, relative humidities at 84 to 89%, north winds at 12 to 17, gusting to the northwest at 14 to 19 and up to 35 miles an hour. Could see anywhere from 3/4 to an inch of rain possible. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows 23 to 28. Relative humidity's at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 43 to 48. Relative humidity's at 62 to 67%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, sunshine, a slight chance of rain, warmer, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, warmer still, highs 60 to 65. For Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. And for Wednesday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hen, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Might be present.
anything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been. Born in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Born in America.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light, a needle drop on a 45 are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I could look at my whole life. A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. Some things last forever after all. The FM station on the outskirts, blue jeans after years of shift work, are fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart. Those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yeah, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they
and I know there'll be that moment the good Lord calls one of us. get alive. That's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, you can find one too. I'm gonna get alive, like I should have done a long time ago, before you wrecked this one. A maniac, you don't care about the way I feel. There's no need in coming back. I'm gonna get alive. That's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, well, you can find one too. I'm gonna get alive, like I should have done a long time ago, before you wreck this one.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan. Couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. I brought it all. Last night, it got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking.